This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to the Cullen Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Cullen Economics Report.
Okay, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cullen Economics Report. Hope you guys had a great 4th of July yesterday. I know Kathy and I certainly did. Where we live, we have a lot of fireworks going on around us. And, you know, and I think the patriotic nature of all of this is really cool. It kind of sends chills up and down my spine, for lack of better terms. We're going to start out the show today in the first couple of segments with Dan Oliver. Dan, we want to talk, first of all, a little bit about the situation with the U.S. dollar. Now, we did some daily editorials last week talking about the attitude of the South Koreans, Chinese, Russians, the Italians, and the Austrians regarding, they seem to be kind of saying, hey, you know, it's not that important anymore. We're going to be involved in transactions that don't really involve the U.S. dollar. We were talking off mic, you and I and Corey, about that particular issue, and you feel it's kind of a non-event, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't go that far. I mean, the reality is, if you look back through history, there have been reserve currencies. It was the drachma in the 5th century BC, and then the denarius, the Roman denarius, and so on and so forth. And each major country empire has a currency, and the market flocks to it because, for liquidity reasons, it's cheaper to transact in the currency everyone else is transacting in than your own. And so, the British pound was the previous reserve currency, and the U.S. has been the reserve currency at least since World War II. And probably going back to World War I. So I think it does matter that people leave the dollar, but what I do think also is that in terms of why you hold a reserve currency, that there are two aspects to it. One is to be able to transact with other people, and the second reason is because you want to store value over time. And in terms of the first, I think one of the developments that we've seen just recently in the world in the last 10 years is the advent of computer trading means you don't really need to hold any particular item to trade. In other words, if you're holding, you know, Turkish lira and you want to buy oil and oil is only transacted in dollars, you can, via computer, buy dollars, hold them for a nanosecond, and then swap them for oil. So you don't really need to hold dollars to do those transactions. And for that reason, I think when you see these headlines that China and Russia are going to transact in their own currencies as opposed to dollar, I don't really think it matters that much, only in terms of the fact that before all they were doing was swapping in dollars and making the trade and then swapping back. So they just cut out the middleman. I think what does matter a lot, though, is that the other reason you hold a reserve currency is because you expect its value to be stable over time. And when you look at what the Fed has been doing to its balance sheet and you know, the Congress of the U.S. and the fact that Obama's foreign policy is making the U.S. presence in the world collapse, I think you'll get people questioning that stability. You know, there are a lot of countries in the world, like Argentina, like in Eastern Europe, like in Russia on occasion, where the people keep dollars under their mattress because they don't trust local currency. And so I think that is a threat as we go forward. The other thing I think matters a lot is that if you look around the world, again, ever since Bretton Woods, the big international structures that the IMF, the World Bank, are all based on the dollar, and they're all about debt. Most debt in the world, especially for international transactions and international businesses, are denominated in dollars. And this is what defines the demand for dollars. So I've seen stories recently that what China wants to do is set up a new international organization for their region to have debts based in yuan instead of dollars. And that, to me, is a major threat to the dollar, because if you get people borrowing other currencies, it means they really don't need to hold dollars anymore to worry about their debt. So I do think that as the world moves away from dollars, for those reasons, it could, in fact, herald a big shift in the fortunes of the dollar.
You know, Dan, to me, this new electronic age that we're in is really playing havoc with the way people kind of think of not only debt, but also cash, because people right now, all they're seeing is numbers on a computer screen most of the time and saying, that's how much cash I have. No one really carries around cash anymore. And I think that is kind of a change in what's going on in the world right now. And it leads me to believe that how you said that it's very easy to convert one currency to a number to another simply because, well, you can do it in a nanosecond and then make that trade. Does that lead you to believe that, you know, there maybe is a bit more room for other currencies and that maybe one reserve currency isn't necessarily needed for the world?
Well, I think there are a couple of things in what you just said that are very interesting. You know, one is, as you said, because markets are so liquid, people don't keep a lot of cash on hand. I mean, most people who have any money at all have it most in the market because of the assumption that they can sell their stocks very quickly if they need cash. Now, this can be a very dangerous thing to do because, as we saw in 2008, stocks can move very fast, especially if everyone is trying to get out the door at the same time. So in terms of that liquidity, I view those false liquidity. People think they have liquidity in these assets, which are actually highly illiquid when you need them most. So I think that's dangerous. But yes, I think your other point is that holding a currency, and again, why do you hold it? You hold it to transact with others. And as you were talking about, you know, once you have these systems that allow currencies, not assets, but currencies to be swapped very quickly, it means that the currency you're going to choose to hold is going to be determined by your local conditions and not necessarily by what your counterparty wants to get, because you can get your counterparty what he wants very, very easily.
You know, an interesting question that I've got, Dan, is a lot of people are, you know, they're certainly coming to our site and stating, remember the fact that a reserve currency has typically only lasted for a couple of hundred years. You know, you talk about Great Britain, you talk about, you know, other countries, now we're talking about the United States, and they feel that, well, this is the end of the United States, the currency of the U.S. having that particular role. I think if one looks at the actions, as I mentioned earlier in this segment, of specifically Russia, China, South Korea, Austria, now Italy to an extent, I think that one could jump to that conclusion. But I think that your point is very well taken in that, yeah, you know, that probably really isn't going to happen right now. I mean, I agree with you when you say it's probably not going to happen, because the way the monetary system is set up around the world, it doesn't really seem to matter what the particular currency behind everything is, because it's all just a matter of debits and credits on a computer.
Yeah. Well, that's right. But again, I mean, think about the fact that in the United States, there's $4 trillion of base money, essentially. That's what the monetary base is now, after the Fed's expanded it massively. And there's around $70 trillion of debt, right? So what the cash is useful for is to manage that debt. And that's just U.S. debt. I mean, if you think of the globe, there's more debt than that. And so I don't see the U.S. dollar going away as reserve currency until those debts start getting denominated in other things. And so that's why I don't think that something bad is going to happen to the dollar in terms of its status against other currencies. You know, when I talk to, you know, I'm in the gold market, as you know, and I talk to other money managers, they say, oh, well, the dollar is better than everything else. And that probably is more or less true. I mean, other currencies are either backed by countries. Would you really want to have your wealth in yuan with the Chinese Communist Party determining what that is? I mean, probably not. So the dollar probably is the best of a bad lot. But, of course, that doesn't mean that goods in turn, that the dollar can't fall apart just on its own. When you see prices of food and prices of oil and other things going crazy, it's not necessarily that you want to sell the dollar and buy euros. It's that you don't want to have the dollar at all. So you leave the dollar and buy goods. And that's what happened in the 70s. You know, the dollar didn't leave the world as reserve currency, but people did want to limit their exposure to the dollars and buy hard assets instead. And I think that's what will happen going forward.
Well, I think it's an interesting point. Given the fact that you are also an expert in precious metals, specifically gold, we're going to ask you to come back in the second segment. We had what, in our opinion, is a very, very meaningful event in the gold market and the silver market last Thursday. Stick around as soon as our stations take their break. We're going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Chatting with Dan Oliver. You know, we were talking off mic a little bit about what happened in the gold market last Thursday. Dan feels that it was almost a watershed event in the sense that some wildly optimistic employment numbers came out. Gold went down when those numbers came out rather significantly. If you look at the 24-hour chart for last Wednesday, gold went down meaningfully, almost vertically at one point, and then shot right back up again. Dan feels the reason that happened is there is perhaps a different perception or a different reason, rationale right now for purchasing gold. Let's talk about that, Dan.
Well, sure. For, you know, since 2008, the big concern for the Fed and for investors has been deflation. And in very deflationary environments, what happens is you get debt default and banks collapse and all sorts of things like that. And in those environments, you really shouldn't expect gold to go crazy in nominal terms. You should expect it to go crazy in relative terms. And that's sort of what happened. Things in the 2008 crash, other assets went down much more than gold, so it outperformed on a relative basis. And since then, you know, the concern has been how much money is the Fed have to print to forestall deflation. And all of a sudden, I think what's happening is that all the money they printed, which has been fallow for the last few years, is starting to catch fire. And you know, one of the things we saw last Thursday with a big, huge run in gold was that silver outpaced gold. You had yields going up. And you had reports of food inflation going crazy. So you really had four indications in the same day that inflation is now the issue, not deflation. And all of a sudden, you have Fed governors like Bullard saying, oh my goodness, you know, we might have to raise rates before we thought so. Now this, I mean, the idea of the Fed raising rates would have been massively negative gold in the last couple of years ago, but actually gold shrugged this off. And today I was pointing out the ADP numbers came out, and they came out much above everyone's expectations, and you saw a huge sell-off in gold, and then it turned around and went higher. And again, this I think is because if inflation is the new concern and not deflation, then I think you're going to see gold rallying on sides of economic growth because the economy is all overheating very quickly. And it doesn't mean that everyone's doing well. You know, one of the problems of an economy that's manipulated by the Fed and by central planners is that you can have shortages in some things and excesses in others. I mean, the whole point of it is that the price signal in a free market allocates goods and services efficiently, but in a manipulated market, it doesn't. So you get these pockets of problems. So it doesn't mean that everyone has to be doing well, but I do think that in terms of what the signals are telling us, it does look to me like you have massive inflation in airline tickets and oil and food and all these things and gold rallying when these signs come out. So I think that's a big change. And again, in inflationary environments, you should expect gold to do well, not just relatively, but to go crazy in terms of its nominal value. And so I think you could see big, big nominal moves going forward.
So, Dan, it sounds like you're saying that gold is going to move up simply because inflation is going to become a bigger concern and more of a worry to most investors.
Yeah, I think that's right. And one of the things that I think the Fed misses and most investors miss is that it is true that high interest rates support the dollar and are negative for gold. But rising interest rates is actually the opposite. It's a very subtle distinction. But if we think about the last time gold really went crazy, and that was 1979 to 1980, when gold ran from, I think, around $300 an ounce or maybe a little less than that to $875, that was precisely the time that Paul Volcker took rates from 6 or 7% to 21%. It was during that rise that gold went crazy. And then once he got to 21% and held it there, then gold finished its you know, that bull market and went into a 20-year bear market. So if that model holds, what that means is that if the Fed starts raising rates in a panic, which I think is possible, you know, all of a sudden you could find that those rising rates are actually very, very bullish gold until they reach a level where they in fact support the dollar. And there's a big difference now between today and 1980, and that is that in 1980, the debt-to-GDP levels were low enough that the economy and the country survived 21% interest rates. You know, Congress didn't default, people didn't default on their debts, you know, en masse, and obviously some did, but most people didn't. But today, if you look at the debt burdens we have in this country, there's no way that Congress can support the national debt at $17 trillion and growing at 21%, or that homeowners or people who own stocks on margins or all these things. And so what that means is that you could get a scenario where the rising interest rates really, really crush economically sensitive things like stocks, and yet send prices like food, the cost of doing business, higher. And that's how you get poor fast, when your assets go down in value and your costs go up. That is a real problem. And I think that may be where the Fed is taking us.
Got to tell you, it came out on Wednesday from Money News, which is a part of Newsmax. Basically, they are on record as saying that gold is not going to continue this particular rally. They bring up the fact that gold's risen 10% so far this year, rebounding from the biggest annual slump anyway in three decades. But they're quoting people as saying that a sliding demand for gold, jewelry, and bullion in China and India is what's going to put a lid on gold prices. I find that to be interesting because Bron Sucecki, who is number two or number three at the Perth Mint in Australia, attended a high-level conference in Singapore, if I'm not mistaken, just recently. And according to everything that he reported on this show, you're not going to see any sliding demand whatsoever from China in India. I would have to say that I think these guys are absolutely crazy who are saying that they don't think that this particular upward trend in gold is going to continue. Any comments on that, Dan?
Well, you know, one of the things I would point out is that the whole time gold was going down the last 2.5-3 years, what you saw was strength at night in the U.S., i.e. Asian trading hours, and then the New York would open, you see gold crush, and that just happened almost every day for 2.5 years. And what I've noticed in the last couple of months, especially, is that the reverse is now true. Gold is now very weak in Asian hours, and then when New York wakes up, gold starts perking up. And, you know, I don't know whether that the physical flow forecasts are accurate. What I would say is that China has major problems, and it wouldn't shock me to discover that when their credit bubble blows up, you get some Chinese trying to sell their gold to raise cash to preserve their collateral. So that could be, you know, some of what happens going forward. But the flip side is that China and India have absorbed so much gold from the West over the past 2 years that when the New York speculators and New York money, hot money and investors come back into the market in the West and say, hey, I want to buy some gold, there's a lot less of it around. And so gold in dollar terms is going to have to go up much, much higher than it was before, given the fact that so much has moved to China, India. And even if demand there does lack in somewhat, which I'm not sure, I don't know whether it will or not, but even if it does, I don't think it'll matter in terms of where the prices will go in this next phase that we're about to enter.
You know, guys, one thing that I always pay close attention to in the gold industry and also the conventional markets is what's going on in the ETFs. I read an article earlier this week stating that U.S. listed ETFs, so for U.S. stocks in the conventional markets, are hitting new records for the inflows coming in. Roughly $71 billion in cash got poured into U.S. listed ETFs just in the first half of this year. So I really think this is something that needs to be considered every time we look at the gold market, because when the ETFs in the West in general were buying gold and they had a lot of money coming in, that's when gold really did well. Right now, it's clear that the conventional markets are way more loved, and I think this is the big money that will really bring the gold price up higher. We all know that the East continues to buy, and we continue to sell. Dan, always appreciate your time. Everybody stick around. We're going to be right back with Rick Ackerman.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 square-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Starting our roundup, for lack of better terms, of interviews with folks who we think have very, very credible sites for information for people who are interested not only in, certainly in the resource sector, but also to an extent are interested in the political sector. We think there's a real strong correlation between these two sectors. We're going to start out with a regular on our show, Rick Ackerman. Rick, you've been involved in the financial community now for an awful long time. You started out as a trader on the old Pacific Coast Stock Exchange down in San Francisco. You've written for the Wall Street Journal. You've written for Forbes. You now have a great website, subscription only, dealing with commodity trading, for lack of better terms, and you also do mention occasionally companies that you have an interest in. Tell us about your site.
Well, I try to serve the needs of traders, but also investors with different time frames, different priorities. And the method that I use is my own. I've been developing it for the last, maybe 16 or 17 years. I call it the hidden pivot method, and it starts with a basic ABCD pattern. But I've discovered that it's possible to make very accurate forecasts as to swing highs and lows. So we use those things not only predictively, but to do short-term trading and also to work hedges against longer-term portfolios. And the newsletter, each day it's a service available. It's accessible on the web. There's a topic of the week that attracts a kind of forum discussion. And I've also got a chat room that goes round the clock with traders from all walks. These are veteran traders from all over the world, but also quite a few novices.
Okay, Dean, I want to ask you a question here. Actually, my question is I want to get a perspective from you from the resource industry. Dean Linden, by the way, is Senior Vice President with Falco Pacific, but we're not here to talk necessarily about Falco Pacific. We're here to talk about what Rick is doing. From an industry perspective, a guy who's been involved in this industry for a long time, Dean, what questions would someone in your sector have of Rick?
Well, I think the best question that I can ask is one that I get
countless times after wherever I speak around the world, I always seem to end up with the question, what direction is this commodity going or that commodity? In my case, it's usually, gold, zinc, or silver. And at which point in time I kind of downplay the importance of the price because I want people to believe that we've got we've got the grade that can carry the day in virtually any commodity cycle. But I guess my question for Rick would be, what do you find is the most important indicator as to the direction that these commodities may trade? Is it volume? Is it strictly charting, or do you factor in fundamentals into the mix as well?
No, I completely ignore fundamentals. Not that they are unimportant, but I think it's too difficult to correlate what happens in the real world with the investor perceptions that drive stock prices. You can have something that's really crazy, but it'll continue for much longer than a sane man might think. So when you're looking at things from a fundamental analysis standpoint, you're bringing sanity to something which requires a little bit of nuttiness to read properly. So I depend completely on technical indicators. These are mechanical in nature. And it's my system is completely price-oriented. To keep it simple, I don't have volume or oscillators or any of that. Occasionally, I'll look at a moving average, but my forecasts are purely technical, and I've come to rely on them and be very confident in them with respect to assessing not only the direction of the trend, but its strength.
Rick, we've been chatting for quite some time, having you on the show on a regular daily basis, and I'm always intrigued by how you came up with your trading kind of system that you use, because it is a blend of, I would say, a couple different systems that no one else has really brought together in the way that you have.
Well, because I began trading as a graduate of college with an English degree. So I come at it with just one side of my brain, and it's really a visual picture of the markets that I look at. So the trading and forecasting system that I use is very much the product of a I wouldn't say that I'm a mathematical idiot, but my tools are primarily visual, and the patterns that I look at are, of course, entirely visual. I tend to look at stock charts as you would a painting rather than as a chart with oscillators and support and resistance lines and channels and all that.
Rick, we've had on Peter Brandt multiple times, who is another technical trader, another trader that I quite respect, and he's made comments before saying that the gold market is, in his opinion, the best market to trade based on technicals. Would you agree with that?
It moves around a little bit. I found with some of the soft commodities, when I'm looking at wheat and soybeans and oats, it's funny how they tend to hit their targets, but they do so in such a way that they're almost diabolical to trade. They'll trip an entry signal on a gap that occurs in the first 10 seconds of a trading day. So in a way, they're predictable, but they're very difficult to trade. So there are two considerations, really. As far as gold being the ideal technical vehicle, I see stocks as better than options because stocks have not been scrutinized and picked over as much by experts. There's so much trading expertise in those commodity markets that you're up against a pretty tough crowd. But when you're trading stocks, you're up against a bunch of village idiots, really, with math degrees that they know their algorithms, but they don't know much about trading psychology. So I tend to think of stocks as easy pickings, but commodities more difficult, and especially with the E-mini S&Ps, which are traded and scrutinized globally, they become extremely difficult to trade simply because there's so much rocket science being brought to bear on making money trading it.
I'm curious. I know that when Dean and I were talking off mic, the question that comes up, obviously, and we've only got a couple of minutes here, so we need a fairly quick answer, but in terms of track record, now I happen to know what that track record is, and this is not a loaded question, but let's talk about that just real quickly.
Well, I don't make anything at all of track record. I've worked with companies that promoted me in that way, you know, P&L and what's your Sharpe ratio, how much are you risking to make X amount of dollars. But I shun all that because I think that mostly it's abused by promoters. I go strictly by what my subscribers are doing. And if I put a trade out, I don't even track it or take credit for the trade unless at least two subscribers report back in the chat room to say that they've done the trade. Because ordinarily, you know, it's very easy to take a track record and fudge it without taking into account slippage and a couple of other little things. But you find that those little things add up, and if you get some promotion that talks about how some guy turned $10,000 into a million using put and call options, if you look at the individual trades, you'll find that if you put you add up all the fudge factors, it's not a $1 million gain. It's really a loss of the complete stake of the $10,000. So I'm very distrustful of promotions, and I just go by I only promote by word of mouth what my subscribers say about me, and the only trades that I track and take credit for are ones that that my subscribers have actually done and either made or lost money. And I tend to take the worst. If we're doing an options trade, I take the worst price reported by a subscriber as my official price.
If anybody wants more information on what Rick does, go check out his website, rickackerman.com. Also, come to our website on a daily basis. Rick joins us pretty much every day to give us his opinions on what's a potentially good trade, where he thinks the markets are going. Sometimes he even weighs in on a few political conversations. Rick, really appreciate your time. Dean, also appreciate you joining us. Everybody, stick around. We're going to be right back with John Kaiser.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of Cornell Economics Report. Corey and I are having a lot of fun doing this show. Now, what we're going to do here for the majority of the rest of the show, you know, we've been talking about how what we consider to be credible information is in a very, very important part of people's investment world, for lack of better terms. You know, we're proud that we have some really, really good contributors on this show. We think we have the best in the world. And we felt it was time, given the fact this is the 4th of July holiday down here in the U.S., take a break from some of the, you know, from going exclusively with some of this political stuff that we deal with and some of the financial stuff that we deal with. And we wanted to ask a number of our guests, regular guests, who do have newsletters, who are speakers at the various conferences all around the world, to come in, tell us a little bit about themselves, and then tell us a little bit about their newsletters. Please don't construe this as being advertisements. They are not. These are just simply conversations with some guys that we think lend an awful lot of value to this industry. We're starting out with John Kaiser. John, you originally lived in Canada. You now live down in the Bay Area. You graduated from the University of British Columbia. You went on and you became an analyst for a brokerage firm in Canada, Vancouver specifically. And then you moved to the Bay Area, where you now have what we think is one of the best newsletters out there, the Kaiser Bottom Fishing Report. Why did you get interested in the first place, John, in this crazy industry?
Well, I caught that 1978 to 82 cycle when gold went to 850, and I was in university at the time and caught the bug and started working in the brokerage industry in 1983. I had a computer science background, so I really went into digitization of the information. Those were the dark ages where everything was just in people's heads. If you weren't in the industry a long time, you had no idea who was who and what was going on. And what Kaiser Bottomfish has become is Kaiser Research. It's really, we've digitized enormous amounts of information about the resource sector and created search engines and so on, so that if you have a rough idea of what you think is going to work going forward, if it exists, you can use our service, our portal, to track it down.
John, I find your website fascinating. Whenever I start to look into a company or even a certain sector in the resource industry, I go to your website first because I find there's so much information in one place. One aspect that I also really like about your website is the fact that it's not just gold and silver focused. You go everything from gold, silver, copper, the whole way down to scandium, don't you?
Yes, so we try to cover all the metals. I kind of draw the line at industrial minerals because that starts getting too obscure.
I have to believe, though, John, that most of your interest is probably in precious metals, although, as you brought out, you have a database, for lack of better terms, that can provide investors in this particular sector virtually all the information that they need to know, not only about specific companies, but about the entire sector. Now, you mentioned you kind of got bit by the bug, so to speak, as I did back in the late 70s, early 80s. But given that, there has to be, I would think, more than just that particular time frame in terms of really, well, getting your interest initially, maybe that would be the case. In terms of retaining interest, there's got to be a lot more factors, I would think, for you, John.
Yeah, well, there's four core narratives whereby the juniors are in one way or another subordinated. One is macroeconomic trends, which determine the demand for raw materials. And, you know, 80s and 90s, that narrative did not apply. Copper was a dog, nickel was a dog. It was just exploring for gold and silver. The second narrative, which kind of came into its own in the last 5 years, was the security of supply narrative, where, okay, so we have got a globalized economy, China provides plenty of cheap rare earths and all that, but what if globalization is not going to be the thing that stays, and suddenly China's no longer selling rare earths to the rest of the world? And so that became a new narrative that for a while flourished. Another narrative is the a gold narrative. Gold is going to go up because there's not enough gold in the world. There's various drivers for it. That narrative has been dominant for the last 30 years, even though gold was in a big bear market. Now it's kind of stalled because if you take $1,980, $400 gold and inflation adjusted, you get $1,100 gold. So after 30 years of harvesting low-hanging fruit, we don't have a lot of low-hanging fruit left. It's all high-hanging fruit. And with gold at $1,200 to $1,400, we need a real push in the price of gold to $2,000 to get some excitement in. And then the thing that really got me hooked and stuck in this industry is the discovery narrative. When some junior goes out there and generates a target and then finds something that takes a $5 million company and gets it bought out for $1 billion, sometimes even more. And the process, it is extraordinarily exciting, as very addictive once you've experienced that. We have not been in a good discovery cycle for the last decade. It's been more of the macroeconomic trend and the gold price trend, higher real prices, bringing in institutional capital, number crunchers, and so on, and only a handful of significant new discoveries happened during the last decade.
John, I personally think that new discoveries are very tough to come across right now and will be for some time, simply because if the world economy starts going downhill, which a lot of people think it might, the money just isn't going to be there, because quite frankly, discovering new deposits takes a lot of time and a lot of money, which is a huge factor. What do you think about that?
And right now we're in the fourth year of a resource sector bear market, and the juniors are completely devastated. The deposits that they do own, the ounces and pounds in the ground, we know everything about what's required to make them tick, but the metal prices are not at levels where these things are extremely valuable. So we're still seeing takeover bids. For example, Lumina Copper is being bought out by First Quantum for about $470 million at $10 a share. But if you run the economic study at $3 a pound, this should be worth $50 a share. So we're in this trap where big companies are still buying out the juniors, but they're doing it with long-term strategic considerations in mind, which is why they are not paying the huge premiums that these companies would have commanded a few years ago. And of course, in a context like that, who wants to put up money for high-risk exploration? So there's a real financing drought right now, and without capital, you cannot find anything unless you've got a big company as a partner that's spending the money.
I know there are a lot of companies right now that are really, really, you know, their stock is suffering greatly, but I have to say the companies that I'm invested in, and I'm not talking about companies that I invested in a year or 2 years ago. I'm talking about companies that I invested in just within the last 6 to 8 months, 9 months. They're doing really, really well. I mean, I'm seeing appreciation, and, you know, I learned about a lot of these companies from you, but I'm seeing appreciations to date of anywhere from 30 and in some cases 70%. So I think that there is room in the market right now for some really good profits.
Yeah, and but you have to be careful about these types of percentage gains. One of the plagues that's hurt this industry is the rollback cycle, companies being rolled back 10, 20 for one. And then, of course, they go down after that. And then they're restructured with new financing, and there's very small float. They get a new story going that's interesting, that will take time to develop. But it's easy to build an uptrend that delivers those sort of 30, 70, 100% gains. Those kinds, they're making a comeback. But finding stories like this one that I backed recently, EMC Metals Corp, in which I am a significant shareholder, this thing starts off with 190 million shares outstanding, and it's gone from 2.5 cents to 10, 12 cents now. They've raised the money needed to secure an asset, a scandium deposit in Australia. They're now in the final throes of raising another 3 million that they need to finish the feasibility study a year from now. And what makes it interesting is it's in a class by itself. It's really going to produce an alloy input for the aluminum market, which whether the $100 billion market's up 10% or down 10% because of macroeconomic trends, doesn't matter. There's hardly any supply of this stuff at the moment because it's rich deposits like what this company now owns have never existed until about 5 years ago. So there's no up and down 50 bucks an ounce to get people excited or depress them. And there's no discovery that needs to be made because at $2,000 a kilo, there is a $10 billion, $800 a ton deposit already in existence. So it's all about human effort. And these types of stocks, there's not many out there. But yes, you're right. You can find, if you look hard, stories that stand out from the rest of the pack and are on track to uptrends that can carry on, even if those other four narratives stay stalled.
And, John, that's why we follow this industry so closely, because when you do find those stories, you can sure make a lot of money on a small investment. But it does take a lot of research, a lot of planning, and that's why I highly recommend everybody go check out John's website, Kaiser Research Online. It's got some great material there. John, we really appreciate it. Everybody, stick around. We're going to be right back.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.